And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to join you today. I've been a real estate investor since 2011, but I've been a Lifestyles Unlimited member since 2013. You see, I started investing in real estate on my own. I didn't know what I didn't know. I just knew there was something there in these rental properties. So I purchased one. I did it all wrong. It was within a self-directed IRA. But again, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying to hammer a square peg in a round hole, so to speak. And I knew I needed to get educated. I still made money with that first rental property, or more accurately, my IRA made money, but I didn't make any money. But once I got educated from Lifestyles Unlimited, it absolutely changed my life because they provided an effective real estate investment plan, how to do it right, how to do it properly, how to maximize your returns. When I first started, I bought that house. I thought, well, you're supposed to live close to your rent house so you can always go check on it. Again, I didn't know any better. Now, I'm invested in five different states all across this country. So once you have a plan and a roadmap and understand what you're doing and you can do it effectively, it's much, much different. But it's amazing how life has changed over the last 10 or so years from a dependency on W-2 income to the benefits and well-being of monthly passive income. And if you don't know what passive income is, it's where your investment is earning you money, right? You invest and then you're done. You're not spending any time on it, and you're getting, essentially, you're getting paid each and every month, each and every quarter on that property or on that investment. It's passive income in a nutshell. And if you don't have any passive income, that is why we're here. That is what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, to guide and teach you step by step how to effectively purchase and invest in cash flowing real estate, buying your life back one small piece at a time. And today is a wonderful time to be a real estate investor. A few weeks back, I was approached by a new member that is interested in passive investing, and he wanted to know all about how we stay informed about our multifamily investments. You see, he's a stock market investor. He's used to essentially putting your money into the market, handing it to a fund manager, and not really getting much detail, right? He'd get his monthly or his quarterly or his annual statements, and it basically says you're invested in this to this percent, you're up here, you're down here. But with our multifamily investments, we're getting a report each and every month. It's a state of the union of that property. And I'm going to share a couple of reports that I've just received from my passive multifamily investments. So stick with me. And this gentleman also wanted to know how an investment opportunity is communicated to potential investors. That's a great one. I'm going to share some of that later as well. But I'm going to discuss investor reports, again, that we receive monthly on our multifamily investments, what we want to see as partners, right? We're business partners. We've put money into this deal. And what we want, what do I want to see? So I'll share that. Net operating income, we'll talk about that. We'll basically talk about a monthly review of the property. And I'm going to get into what's included in these monthly reports from our lead investors, also known as a syndicator, that basically put this business plan together and provided this multifamily investment opportunity. Before I get to that, I'm going to hit an email first. This is from our listener, and I do enjoy getting emails from our listeners. But here's his email. He says, hi, Mike, I'm struggling to fully understand how we generate profits through the program. That tells me right there he hasn't done the Financial Freedom Seminar. I have a few questions, which is fine. We have a lot of people listening to the show that are not Lifestyles Unlimited members, but they want to invest in real estate. And they want to learn more. So this is all good. He says, I have a few questions. I'd greatly appreciate if you can answer them in simple, detailed way. Yep. That's exactly what I'm here to do. So we'll take his questions. He's got four of them. We'll take them one at a time, and we'll probably carry on through the next segment. But his first one, he titled it Investor Concerns. I'm trying to involve an investor friend to help with my first deal. Okay, interesting. However, he shared that he has previously, so his friend has previously invested in fix and flip projects, which he found very challenging and nearly resulted in a loss. That's the understatement of the year. There's so many of these fix and flip stories on home and garden TV channels, that sort of thing. And all you see is everything is hunky-dory. Remember, that is a those people are paid to do the show. There's production that goes into the show. I will tell you, in the real world, it's not as easy as they make it look to be. But his friend wants to know, what makes our program different and how can they be confident that it will be profitable? Well, first of all, we've been doing this for over 30 years. We have a set roadmap, step by step. But he's talking about fix and flip. First and foremost, no, no, no. And there's a lot of reasons. Fixing and flipping is a job. We like passive income. We don't want to add more hours to what we've got to do each and every week. So fix and flip is absolutely a job. But if you use our methods, right, of owning cash flowing real estate, we're going to get cash flow each and every month because we're going to rent that property. Let's say you're doing a fix and flip. You've got it all rehabbed. You're ready to go. And it takes you 2 months to sell it. You're not making any money during that time. Our rehab, using our model, the Lifestyles Unlimited model, best product, best price, really is less than 90 days. I've maybe one house, I've gone a little over 90 days on that rehab. And I'm talking start to resident moving in. Okay. About 3 months is how you can do this quickly when you have the knowledge and you have a plan. The other thing you give up on fix and flip is the tax advantages. Okay. It's a job and you're going to get taxed like it's a job, right? So with us, with the buy and hold, sure, when we sell that property, there's a capital gains obligation, but we typically have other depreciation on all of our real estate portfolio, including the one you're selling, that will offset a great part of that, if not all of that. When you're fixing and flipping, you're making money one way. I'm going to sell it for more than I have in it. With us, we're putting the most minimum amount into these properties that we possibly can. We are buying distressed properties, but we're in it for the monthly cash flow. We're in it for an equity capture. If you don't know what an equity capture is, I'll give you a prime example. Let's say there's a dilapidated property, and we'll just say the house is selling for $100,000, but everything else in the neighborhood is $150,000 to $180,000, okay, for like kind and et cetera. We're going to go in and we're going to rehab that property and bring it up to speed. So if it's worth $150,000, we buy it for $100,000 and the rehab is $30,000, that difference is $20,000. You made a $20,000 equity capture. The property is now valued higher than you bought it. Sure, you had to put some money in it for rehab, but you're going to get that additional bump. That is basically, in a nutshell, free money. Now, it's not in the form of dollars. It's in the form of sheetrock, carpet, et cetera, walls, roofing, you name it. But it's still part of your net worth, okay? If you were to fill out a personal financial statement, you're going to say, I own this property, and it's valued at $150,000, $160,000, $180,000, and I'm in it for X amount. The difference is your net worth, right? That equity in that property is part of your net worth. So even banks consider that part of your net worth. Understand that wealth is not always in the form of dollars. In fact, if you're smart, it's in the form of assets. So we have the monthly cash flow. We have the equity capture. Mortgage pay down. This is obviously something you're not getting with a fix and flip. Again, we rehab this property. We bring it up to speed. We put a great resident in it. That resident pays the rent. Let's say the rent's $1,500. And our total PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, is $1,100. Well, that $400 is, one, that's the cash flow. But when you pay the mortgage, when you pay the principal and the interest, you're paying part of that principal. And so it might only be $200 or $300 a month, but it's still, it's money that you're earning. If you have 10 of those, that's only $2,000 or $3,000 a month. How's that? Appreciation. Let's talk about that. You're not getting appreciation on these fix and flips. Appreciation takes years, right? It's annualized. So you buy a $150,000 home and it appreciates at 5% that year. My Aggie math tells me that $7,500 in appreciation, you're moving up, right? The value of that property is increasing. Again, that's part of your net worth. And then most importantly, tax advantages. The tax advantages to the buy and hold. Now, we're not saying hold it forever, but the buy and hold that we have, you're able to utilize the tax advantages that are written in favor of the little guy, of the everyday person. They're beautiful. I didn't even realize how great the tax advantages were when I first started. And as I've advanced my portfolio, they're absolutely 100% incredible. In fact, I'm selling a rental property right now. It's for sale. And I've talked to my tax guy and he says, well, Mike, your carryover depreciation is going to offset essentially the capital gain on the house. And you're not going to owe any money to capital gains tax. That's beautiful. So that's nice to know. Now, his second question, he goes in to credit card for preferred program. So the preferred program, we have three levels of membership here at Lifestyles Unlimited. We've got the intro program, basically financial freedom program. Then we have a challenge program, which is catered for people to do single family homes. And then we have the preferred program. Understand that I joined at the least expensive, lowest end program. But as I did more and more and more, I eventually went to challenge program and then eventually went to preferred program. Not to go into that, but preferred program really is about people who want to invest passively in multifamily properties or possibly even syndicate multifamily properties. Okay. It is upper level, high level education at that level. But he's saying, if I apply for a credit card, okay, so that's a weird statement. You don't have a credit card now. If I apply for a credit card, would it be a good idea to join the preferred program and use the credit card to fund my first deal? I have good credit score, so I'm wondering if this is practical. No, this is not practical. Do not pay for memberships with a credit card. And I don't even think the mortgage company will allow you to put a credit card down. More on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to learn more about what we do and how we do it, I invite you to our free workshop. And you can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com. Had an email from a listener. He asked me, should I join at your upper level and put that on a credit card, the cost for joining a membership? One, a credit card is bad debt. If you don't have the money to join, well, then save the money and join where you're coming out of pocket. But don't borrow money to join a real estate education program, and then you're obligated to pay that back because you've got some learning to do before you can even invest in real estate. And then he even goes on to say, would it be a good idea to fund my first deal on a credit card? Let me just reiterate, credit cards are bad debt. But two, so what you're saying is you're thinking you can go buy a single family property and put your down payment on a credit card. The mortgage company's not going to allow you to do that. That's called double jeopardy. You're going to have two loans on the same property, one to the credit card and two to the mortgage company. No, don't borrow. Do not go into debt. Credit card debt is bad. You need to save some money, find some money, sell some stuff that you have. If you've got IRAs or 401ks, cash those in. I've talked about that numerous times. I know people listening to me right now are going, you're crazy. I'm not cashing in. I'll get penalized. Like, I did that, and I've tripled that money that I pulled out since then. So was I worried about the 10% fee to the government for getting my own money before I was 59 and a half? Kind of irked me, but I paid it and moved on. And that's my money now. I didn't know any better when I was a corporate guy. I was using 401ks and IRAs, just like many of you out there are. Okay, his third question, financial lender connection. Is it possible to get connected with any financial lenders through the program who can support me? If so, would working with a lender be a good option for securing my first deal? Yes, absolutely. We encourage you to build your team. As you go through this program, you're going to need to build a team of others around you. You can't do this by yourself. On my team, I have a hard money lender, and I've got two conventional lenders. I've used one conventional lender probably 14 times. I've used that hard money lender many, many times. They're both on my team. They're both friends. I actually have lunch with these guys once a month. I've got my other lender that works with refis when I refinance a property and pull money out. So yeah, they're on my team. We have a vendor list here. We've got numerous lenders. And yes, you need to get to know them early on before you buy that property. Get to know these people and talk to them. I love my hard money guy because he's a second set of eyes for me. When I find a potential opportunity and I say, okay, here, I'm buying it for this. I'm estimating my rehab. Here's my scope of work for the rehab. All the properties in the neighborhood are valued at X. So I anticipate this property will be worth X when we're done. Here's my equity capture. Here's what the potential rent will be. Everything in the neighborhood's renting for about $1,500. So this property should rent right around, you know, $1,475, $1,500, $1,550. Whatever that is, here's my potential investment. What do you think? And I send it to the hard money guy. Believe it or not, as a lender, these hard money folks, and hard money is really easy money, these are temporary loans. They don't want to loan you money long term. Even though the interest rate's rather high, they want you in and out in 90 days. And if they see your analysis on this property and they're going to check out the property themselves, they may come back. And this has happened to me a couple of times. They're like, this is not a good deal. I would walk from this property. That is the best advice you can ever get from somebody. And imagine that it's coming from a guy who makes money, loaning you money at high interest rates, but they actually want to make sure that this is going to work. Okay. So hard money lenders are a great resource, and we have numerous hard money and conventional lenders within our program. All right, he says something about repayment timeline. If I secure funding from an investor or lender, I hope to sell the property within a year and repay the debt. Okay, so you're going to pay off the mortgage, obviously, when you sell. I hope you're not thinking credit card debt, too, on top of that. Is this a realistic approach, and does the program support this timeline, and is it still possible to do? Sure, it's possible. You want to hold the property for a year and a day. But that may be tight. I think 2 to 3 years is more feasible. I hold my rental properties for anywhere from 3 to 7 years, okay? And I'll refinance along the way and pull money out. But, you know, 1 year is quick. I mean, that's basically a fix and flip. But if you hold it for a year and a day, you get the advantages. You need to rent that property out. So if it takes you 3 months to rehab it, 1 year lease, there's at least 15 months that you're in it. So think longer, you expand that timeline. 2 to 3 years is more feasible. So I hope that helps. Okay, let's get into, we get these monthly reports, right? I invest in multifamily properties all over the country. And each and every month we get an overview, a state of the union of the report. And this is a question from a guy I was talking to not too long ago. He just wants to know, hey, how do we stay up to speed on our investments, right? If you're putting $50,000 here, $100,000 there into all these properties and you've got several properties, you want to know on a monthly basis what's going on. Again, we're passive investors, so we're not actively involved, but we still need a state of the union. So here's one from a property that I'm invested in. It's a husband and wife team. They're fantastic. I've invested with them twice, and they started out Dear Mike, below is an overview of the events that unfolded at, and I'm not going to share the name of the lead or the property, okay? At XYZ, we'll call it XYZ Apartments, in January 2025. So I love this. I love getting information like this. It's very detailed. They start out and they have happenings this month. As of today, we are 100% occupied and 96.67 with our pre-leased units projected through March of 2025. So it's right now they're completely full. It sounds like they've got some move outs, maybe some lease renewals coming up, and they're projecting a 96.67. If you're above 92, 93, you're doing great. Okay. A lot of times we write these properties on our analysis as if there was only a 70% occupied rate. We're just being conservative. And what we're saying is we still want to make money, even if we're at 70%. So everything doesn't fold. But this property here is 100% occupied and 96.67 pre-leased. Fantastic news. Next statement. The books through the end of 2024 have been reviewed and provided to the CPA to complete the K-1s. The K-1 should be completed and available before the end of February. Great timing, right? I want those K-1s, if I can, before the end of March. I've got to file my taxes April 15th, right? I want to get those K-1s as soon as possible. What's a K-1? K-1 is my financial statement on the property. They do include all their rent roll, their trailing 12, their T-12 statement, the P&L, typically a bank statement's in there. So you can see actual statements, but at the same time, they just give you a little write-up, like what happened last month. I'm always interested in that. So sharing this one, if you missed the second third segment, you want to go back and catch it. But this is under their title, Happenings This Month. They said they prepared for the freezing weather this month and made it through with no damage or frozen pipes. That's good news. Occasionally in Texas, every couple of years, we'll get some hard freezes. And really, our properties are not built like properties up north where it's constantly snowing and freezing. So oftentimes, we may get freeze damage or frozen pipes. This lead investor saying they had no damage. Okay, rent roll report. This is important. This is kind of the metrics of the property. What's going on? So first one, renewals. This month, we offered 5 renewals for the leases ending in February 2025, and 3 of those renewed their lease. One will be moving out, and one is still deciding on their plans. What's going on here is this property is 100% occupied. They're pushing rents, okay? They're pushing rents. They're making the units nice. They're upgrading them. And so they went to 5 people, and they said, hey, your lease is up at the end of February. Here is your new rent. You know, let's say it was $1,150 and we're raising you to $1,250 for this year. Do you accept? Yes or no? 3 of them accepted. And I don't know what the numbers are. I can go into the statements that are provided and find those numbers if I wanted to. So they're pushing rents and 3 agreed. One says, I'm out of here. Whether it's the high rent or they were planning on moving, we don't know. And one's still deciding. So that's good news that we were basically able to raise 3 of those. We've got 2 units that potentially could be unoccupied at the end of February. So we need to plan for that. All right, next area, move outs. We had 1 scheduled move out today, and that has already been pre-leased. Excellent. So they're planning ahead of time. We know apartment 17, Mrs. Smith is moving out. And so our team is pre-leasing unit 17 for the 30-45 days before that time. So they're on top of it. They say they have 1 scheduled move out at the end of February, and they're working hard to pre-lease that as well. We had to file eviction on 1 unit this month for non-payment of rent, and we were awarded judgment, and the judge gave them until Monday to move out. Again, when I say invest in states where there is respect for business owners and property rights, that's important because when you do have to evict somebody, you get into some of these blue areas and they think you're the devil for evicting somebody who's not paying their rent. This is a business, okay? We have a contract. It's called a lease. You can live here and you will pay X. That's the contract, okay? So look, people are good until the moment they're not. Evictions happen. It's just part of the job. So the judge agreed, and the judge basically told that resident, hey, you got till Monday to move on. So we'll have another unit that we're actively going to work on leasing and getting some good residents in there. And then move-ins, we had one new resident move in during the month of January. All right, next area of this financial report is financial information, okay? Financial reports through the end of December are available in Podium. What is Podium? Podium is fantastic. It's an app. I subscribe to Podium. There's a cost to it. But Podium is where I get all my reports. Boom, I can go into each property and see all the statements for month after month after month after month. My K-1s are loaded there. The original investment information is there when this property was offered. The analysis, the business plan, all that information's there. But they're sharing a little extra just right here. It says December income totaled approximately $63,000, up from the previous month. NOI, net operating income, increased slightly to around $30,000, driven by the higher incomes. So when I said they're pushing rents, that's why the NOI is increasing. This is important. NOI is how that property is valued, okay? So the greater the NOI, net operating income, the greater the value of the property. So as investors, we purchase these properties. We purchase them for a reason, because there's opportunity to drive net operating income, to improve the property, to improve the management, to get better residents in there. So they're increasing. NOI is increasing on this property. Great news. Now, on the expense side, December utilities saw a decrease in electricity costs due to the change in season. Water expenses increased some this month, but we did find a leak in a tub faucet, and that was likely the cause. Additionally, maintenance has been actively addressing and repairing any leaks discovered during regular unit inspections. I like it. Their maintenance team's engaged. They're involved. Hey, let's check these units. Oh, looks like this tub's dripping. We need to get that fixed, right? That's a cost. Next part, insurance policy expires in March, so they'll be renewing in February. That scares me a tad, because here in Texas, insurance is just gone crazy the last couple of years, up and up and up. And I guess that's everywhere in the country. So they're probably going to have to negotiate something. Let's see where we're going to come in. Hopefully it's the same going into next year or a slight increase. But what we don't want is the drastic increase. Now, next line is distributions. This is important. This is near and dear to my heart. That's where we get paid as investors. They say the next distribution, April 2025, after our insurance renewal in March. Okay, so they're going to renew the insurance, see where everything shakes out, and then based on that, they'll make a distribution to the passives, right? That's us, to the owners. All right, here's another report. This is from another property that I'm invested in. Again, I'm not sharing the name of the property or the name of the lead investor. Please find attached reports for XYZ assets for December 2024. So this property is unique in that we purchased two multifamily properties, but we incorporated them into one investment. Okay, so there's apartment A and apartment B. Apartment B is about a mile and a half from apartment A, so it's easy for this lead investor to use an economy of scale. He can share maintenance teams, he can share management, and basically reduce the cost of owning two separate apartment complexes. So the apartment A ended the month at 91.08 occupancy and is expected to hover around 90 in January. We are pre-leased up to 93% currently, seeing an increase in traffic. So the increase in traffic's good. This is really not the peak season of leasing. That's March through June, July is your peak leasing season. So typically winter is some tough times. A lot of people aren't looking for apartments in December, January, February, but their traffic is good. So that's a good sign. Their marketing's working out well. Our goal is to come into peak leasing season around 93-94%, which will give us a good footing to push rents. Again, if your occupancies are in the mid to high 90s, you can push rents, right? It means people love your place. They want to stay at your place. They feel they're happy raising their families there and living there. And so it's a desirable place to live when you're in the 90s, and you can raise rents as such, right? If you've got a great product, it's going to cost a little more. Now, apartment B, I told you we had two of them, ended the month at 95.83% occupancy, is expected to hover in the 90s for the next couple of months. I'll share with this, apartment B is usually 100% full, all right? So it looks like he's got one unit, maybe two units that are not occupied, and so hence the 95.83 occupancy and hover in the 90s. So he's probably got some move-outs coming up. Financials. Overall, apartment A had a decent month. We were below budget on income by $13,000, driven by our lower than budget occupancy. So we missed budget by $13,000. Expenses were a little over budget as well, with the primary item being our sprinkler system and fire alarm inspections. This month, the property taxes were trued up to reflect accrual, so our NOI is higher and above budget by $123,000. So property taxes, let me tell you what happens here. The cities will arbitrarily say, nope, here's your property tax, and we will go protest that. We'll say, that is outrageous. Here's the value of our property, the real value. You can't raise us this month. Problem is, it takes a year, maybe 18 months, to fight these property taxes. Sounds like we got a fair statement, and boom, our NOI for 1 month is above budget by $123,000. That's just this month, and it's just the property taxes truing up. We had some capital replacement for flooring. That was end of life and had to repair asphalt in the parking lot. Okay, so there's some basics on the property. But what I want you to understand more than anything else is we're absolutely in the know on our properties. It's part of what makes our program unique. It's part of understanding just how we do things differently than everybody else. But as investors, yes, we get to know what's going on. And as we're doing it, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.